Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, storytelling guide, best-selling publisher of Aspire Magazine, the beloved inspirational magazine for women since 2006. You can grab your free subscription at aspiremag.net. And as I've been sharing lately, we all have a story to tell. Whether we share our story with our girlfriends, whether we choose to publish them in an anthology, or as our topic is today, publish them in a book. What matters is that you share your story, your wisdom, your inspiration. So today I have an invitation for you. If you have ever considered publishing your story in an inspirational book for women, I'd be honored to invite you to learn more about Inspire Living Publishing's 20th book, Life Shifts, a sacred anthology. You can get all the details at inspiredlivingpublishing.com. I am passionate about giving women a voice, a venue, and a platform to share their wisdom. And speaking about wisdom, speaking about stories, speaking about the power of words, my heart is so happy to have one of my soul sisters here, someone I co-create with all the time, that I've been so blessed that our lives came together. It's Deborah Keevan. Deborah is the founder and chief inspiration officer of Highlander Press and loves books. I never knew someone else that loves books as much as I do. She has, since teaching herself to read when she was 4 years old until now, books have been her constant companions. A writer and editor herself, she enjoys guiding others through the process of writing, editing, and publishing their books. Her clients have said that they feel held and supported through the process of becoming best-selling authors. And they realized that Deborah saw something in their words that others missed. She holds a master's degree in publishing from Western Colorado University and completed a 2-year immersive novel writing program at Stanford University. She's the author of You've Written Your Book, Now What? And has 2 historical fiction works in process. You know, I have to say, I've been working with Deborah for a long time. She's also the chief editor of Inspired Living Publishing Sacred Anthology Division. And I can speak to the fact that my authors love how she helps them bring their stories to life and hold such sacred space for them. So I just had to give her some love on that. She lives with the love of her life, Rob, and that's a story for another day, because that I'm always amazed by. And the children in Baltimore City, Maryland, with a pup named Fergus who is so freaking cute. And that is when they're not off discovering the world. Debbie, welcome, my friend. I am so happy that you're here.
Oh, Linda, thank you so much for having me. It's always, always a pleasure to be in your company.
Well, we connected instantly the moment we met. We both have love for words. We both have this deep love for giving women a voice, helping them tap into their wisdom. And why I was drawn to you and your work is in my desire to work with you, you know, through editing our books, is the way you hold space for women, right? The way you are so loving and gentle and compassionate with the words of others. And I wanted to start the conversation off by saying that, because I believe, and we found out when we just held our co-taught writer circle, that a lot of women are afraid to put their words down on paper. So I wanted to say, for this conversation, for the work with Deborah, you are in the best place, because she is your most compassionate guide. So let's go back a little, Debbie, because I always love to ask my guests, What led you on your path to this work you're doing in the world now?
Oh my gosh. talk about a crooked path. I grew up in a household where books really saved me from the chaos that was going on around me. And I discovered books early. But I never realized that I could make a living helping others achieve their dreams while I was working with books and words. So I put myself through college and earned a CPA, where I was, I say that I'm a reform CPA. Talk about the crookedest path possible, left brain versus right brain. And when my youngest son was diagnosed with autism in 2010, I literally put the brakes on my life and took a leave of absence to really look at how I could support him holistically without him ever feeling like he was less. And that was really important to me. And when I took that break of all the hustle and the long hours and the achieving, I realized I could never go back. Literally like waking up with the cold sweats, looking at the number of days left on my leave of absence. And so I made the choice to really start my own business. And it was quite by accident that I stumbled into writing, because I started to design websites for women. And because I had all the skill and I have a can-do attitude. But during that process, women started coming to me asking for my help because they knew that I was really good with words. And more women started coming about their books and getting their wisdom out into the world. And so I stopped one day and took a look at everything that I was really great at and decided, you know what, this is really my passion. And this is the important work that I'm to do in this world, is help other women, first of all, grow their own businesses, claim their expertise, and really step in to the goddesses that they are by sharing their words and wisdom with others.
So beautiful. But, you know, I believe there's no accidents, because my path's been winding too. And I'm like, I look back now, because sometimes you judge yourself going, cheap as Lynn, you know, how many twists, turns, right, and corkscrews do you need? But now that I look back, I'm like, I had every one of those experiences to be able to hold space, have empathy and compassion for women where they are on their journey, right? So I understand their journeys on a deeper level. And as an editor and a publisher, in your case, I think that's an important gift that adds a level to what you do.
Thank you for that. Yeah, I truly believe that, though it took me a long time to recognize that the twists and turns and crossroads were actually gifts. But I wouldn't change any of it at all, because it really truly made me who I am, and appreciating where other women are and recognizing that even when they're moving forward, they can still have fear. They can still worry about their words and how they're going to land, but they can still move forward and move through that fear to make that bigger impact, because it's life-changing finding yourself in the pages of a book.
Oh my goodness, it is. And you know, you and I both know what it feels like when an author says yes to sharing a wisdom, to see the inner transformation as they move through those fears, right? It isn't that the fears stop coming up, but there's something to witness as a woman says yes, right, to sharing her wisdom, whether through story or writing a full book, whatever it may be. It's just such a yummy feeling as a publisher and as well as an editor for you.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to remember, what was the year we actually met? At a Christmas party, what year was that? Do you remember?
It was 2016.
I was 27.
No, I think it was December 2017, because we met at a Christmas party. You and I were both wallflowers talking while everybody else is dancing. We just found ourselves in a corner having the most delightful conversation about books and words. and a little bit about our history. And then it was that next year that I worked on, I believe it was Courageous Hearts was the first book that I co-edited for Inspired Living Publishing.
I got to tell you, that is a funny moment because everyone thinks I'm a extrovert, but I was like, oh, okay, look at all these people here. And then I just had a kindred spirit over there in the corner. And I'm like, I'm heading that way.
Exactly.
And it was such a beautiful conversation. And again, talking about paths, nothing happens by accident, right? So I had this instant connection with you, which led to another conversation. And so blessed that Deborah joined us as our chief editor for our Sacred Anthology division, and continues to do so, as well as having her publishing company, HighlanderPressBooks.com. And that's I want to say something. That is a big message for women. We can come together in collaboration and love and support each other. And Deborah and I have really merged that so beautifully, how we support each other's business. We never look at it in that energy. And so to have her as part of our team, she's the babe. She is the, I call her the you know, goddess of editing for Inspired Living Publishing. But let's talk about what led you to Highlander Press Books. We're going to talk about that when we come back from this first break, Deborah. But I want to hear why you started it. I know the story, but let's share the story. And my friends, we're going to be back in a moment with Deborah Keevan of HighlanderPressBooks.com. Be sure to go check it out, check out her offerings. And a little birdie told me there's a free gift over there. What kind of editor you need? Really insightful. Go download it, and we'll be back in a moment.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine. Inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, lightworkers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business by tuning in on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Mountain. Join me for your light language activation and let's magnetize and monetize.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm here with Deborah Keevan today, the founder and chief inspiration officer of Highlander Press and one of my Davis friends. So Deborah, that winding path took you to discover your own innate wisdom and talents around the written word. So what's the story that led you to create Highlander Press Books?
Well, it's a really good story. So thank you for this question. So I have a numerologist, a fabulous Freya O'Brien, and I met her in January, in person in January of 2018. And she did my numbers, and apparently I have a rare combination of numbers, with a 22 life path and all kinds of other interesting numbers that I can't remember off the top of my head. But she kept saying to me, you're here to run a global business, to make difference in the world. Like, that was really big. And at the time, it scared the bejesus out of me. I was like, who am I to do that? Me? What are you talking about? And we talked a little bit over the years about, you know, was it supposed to be support of women who have come through domestic violence situations, because I lived that experience? Was it helping other parents in a holistic way support their children on the autism spectrum? And all of those things are important to me, and they're things that I actively work with, but it didn't feel right for my bigger mission in the world. Those things could be part of my mission, but that what didn't feel right. And so I sat with it, and I believe I had to grow into the person who then one morning woke up and said, oh my gosh, why am I making this so hard? I'm supposed to be publishing. I have the background in finance. I have the process improvement with my Six Sigma background. I'm a storyteller. I know how to put books together. I know all of the ins and outs. I'm going to be a publisher. And that day, that very day that I woke up with that decision, I had an invitation from Western Colorado University to get a master's degree in publishing. And I'm like, okay, universe, you're hilarious, first of all, that you show up exactly the morning that I wake up. And so I like thought about it literally for less than a couple of hours and submitted my application and was accepted into the master's program. And it took what I already knew and it expanded it in such a magnificent way. And as I surrounded myself with other people who wanted to understand the publishing process, either self-publishing, traditional, or hybrid, it was an invaluable experience. But as you said earlier, like, there are no accidents. When I was ready, the teacher literally showed up.
I believe that. I believe our path is always unfolding, and I've witnessed your journey because we've been connected for so long. And I was one of your biggest cheerleaders and remain that way. So why don't we talk about that? Because you mentioned different types of publishing, and I think a lot of people have questions. And one of the things I can say from being a publisher since 2010, holy moly, has the industry changed, right? So yes. Let's talk about that, because years ago, hybrid wasn't around, but when traditional publishing really went, we'll just say shifted. and I want to say something, full transparency for everyone else. I also own Aspire magazine for 17 years. I work with every major publishing company who wants to get their authors in front of my audience. So I'm also seeing the back end of different organizations. And I love those relationships, but I've witnessed a lot over the years and watched the transition. So Deb, if you don't mind, walk them through the different types of the explanations so they can see the different nuances.
Sure. Thank you. So I think when most people think about publishing, immediately what comes to mind is the New York Times bestseller list and, you know, the big publishers, Penguin Random House, Simon Schuster, Macmillan, Scholastic. And they feel like being published by a traditional publisher adds a certain level of legitimacy to them being an author. And that's true. And there's nothing wrong with having that as aspiration. You know, in the publishing industry, traditional publishing industry is very, very much the same as it has been for 100 years. So with the exceptions of introducing digital and audio books to their platforms, they really operate much the same as they did, you know, 100 years ago. You get an agent who falls in love with your manuscript, and then they sign you as a client, and then they shop your book to the publishers that they have relationships with, books that they may be looking for or books that they may not be looking for. And so the first way that an author has to submit their very best version of their manuscript. They have to basically sell the agent to say, you should work with me. And then they have to hope that that agent has really strong relationships with the big publishers. And then those big publishers have to be looking for that kind of a book as well for their platform, for something that will be published in 2 to 3 years. So there's a long tail, but there's a lot of benefit to it. You have a complete expert marketing team on your side. You get usually an advance on royalties, which never has to be paid back. If your book bombs and you don't earn that money in royalties, you don't have to pay that back. And then you also receive royalties. The downside is the length of time that it takes, the number of gatekeepers that you get to go through, and then the amount of royalties. You know, you're sharing the royalties in advance with your agent. So that it tends to be a relatively small amount of money in the short term. Now, in the long term, it can, if it's a book that's selling and has multiple prints and so on and so forth, it can be a great place for a lot of people. But as you mentioned, in 2010, you know, the world shifted, and Amazon launched a product called CreateSpace, which allowed people who had been stymied by traditional publishing to finally get their books out in front of the audiences. And so self-publishing was born. And the unfortunate thing about that time period is that people were so frustrated with the traditional model that they shot themselves in the feet, because they just really published a draft that oftentimes it was their first draft. So it's what we in the business call a shitty first draft, not ready for publication. And they designed a cover themselves, so it didn't look professional, it didn't read professional, and even some of the best stories weren't shining the way that they could. So self-publishing got a bad rap, and it got it quickly, and it got it pretty cemented in a lot of people's minds. But the thing is that self-publishing actually is a really lucrative way to get your books published. You have 100% of the risk, you have 100% of the reward. And if an author writes a really good book, hires an awesome editor, and then hires someone to do the cover design, that's going to put them heads and tails above other people who are going to independently publish their book. There's lots of stories of people like Brandon Sanderson, who makes multi-millions of dollars a year on his self-published books. And he only publishes his books on Amazon. He doesn't even publish them on Barnes & Noble or Nooks or Apple or any other platform. So those are the two kind of bookends, if you will, to the publishing industry. And then there's the wild west of hybrid publishing. And that spans everything from a vanity press, which will publish anything that they're given. They may edit, they may do a really professional cover, it depends on who you're working with, but that's called vanity publishing. All the way through, you know, something like Highlander Press, which is a mid-sized publisher, because we publish about 20 books a year. We do pay royalties. And so there's this breadth of publishing options. Like Inspired Living Publishing is a hybrid publisher as well. So we have the ability to get books everywhere, every bookstore, every library, international, everything. And so we learn the back end processes that get books in front of it. We understand how to get a book out to be launched. We understand the ongoing marketing piece of it. And we actually have, as a hybrid publisher, we actually have a better run of the number of books sold than a big five. Astonishingly, when they had the antitrust suit between the United States government and Penguin Random House and Simon Schuster, which there was this shocking revelation that first-time authors sell typically less than 250 books. with a traditional publisher. And I can tell you that, and I know Inspired Living Publishing experiences this, and I know that we do as well, that that number is really low. But it was a shocking revelation.
It's very low. And this I just love this whole conversation, because I believe when women have all the answers, authors or writers, they're more apt to follow that dream of being a published author, whether through a full book or an anthology, because oftentimes we have these stories in our head that stop us from moving forward. So I love this conversation about educating our listeners about the different types. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, I want to continue this conversation. So I'll be right back. I'm with Deborah Keevan, founder and chief inspiration officer of Highlander Press. You can visit her at highlanderpressbooks.com. We'll be right back.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Are you feeling called to clear your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual blockages? That's your soul and environment speaking to you and asking you to uncover all the clutter that is preventing you from living the life you envision. Felicia Messina DeHaiti, soul coaching master practitioner and trainer and teacher of advanced interior alignment and medicine wheel feng shui, supports her international clientele by creating inner and outer transformation in their environments and their lives by combining elements from her extensive training, experience, and intuition. Felicia is a master intuitive coach, certified by Colette Baron Reed, and has served as a master mentor for Denise Lin's Elemental Space Clearing certification course, as well as her Ultimate Clutter Clearing. Explore her offerings, including certification courses in feng shui, space clearing, soul coaching, and Reiki, at FeliciaDeHaiti.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No. I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. I am honored that you're here circling up with myself and my special guest, Deborah Keevan of Highlander Press Books. I want to circle back to what you were saying about the traditional publishing. Because I have Aspire, I have a lot of relationships with traditionally published authors and have had them on my radio shows, had created a lot of friendships. And what I've noticed over the years, Deborah, is some of what we call traditional, like I had a dear friend, I won't say any names, very well recognized in the personal development field. And she was determined she was not gonna self-publish because she had that mentality, right? Mm-hmm. Of the old way. So she kept trying, and she has a great platform. And we'll talk about platforms in a minute. And what happened was, because the industry changed so much, even though she was very well recognized, had another book, do you know the deal she made was, I won't say the publisher because I don't want it tracking back, but it was a major publisher, one of the ones you named, and they actually made her sign a hybrid offer, even though they're traditional.
Isn't that interesting?
Oh, she had to order $10,000 worth of books in advance.
Oh my goodness.
Payable over 4 installments. I said, well, so you chose some hybrid publisher. She goes, no, I'm traditional publisher. I go, you just invested in the publishing of your own book. But here's the difference. And this is what I want to speak of and see what your thoughts. In traditional publishing 15, 20 years ago, they looked for authors and they went all in on the marketing. That does not happen. She had to do all her own marketing.
Yeah.
They only choose the ones to invest their money in marketing. So people think traditional publishing means you're going to get this giant press thing. That's done. It's over. Unless you are like Mel Robbins, you know, Brené Brown, you don't see that as much anymore. And I'm hearing it over and over from these individuals. Have you heard of anything like that?
Absolutely. In fact, I have and that's one of the biggest misconceptions, is that there used to be these huge marketing budgets and you would get all the support to do book launches and book events and go into schools or go into other bookstores. And I have a local friend who's a middle grade author and a poet. She has several poetry books that have been published. She's been a poet in residence in the state of Maryland. She's a teacher. Her books are nominated for, you know, award, like Newbery Award winning. She's nominated. Her books are excellent. And so it wasn't until her third book, with the same publisher, by the way, that she got a PR person. So she, up until her third book, which by the way had great sales, wildly recognized, really well received, she did not get what I would call traditional marketing support until the third book came out. So she had to prove herself over and over again. She still does her own, you know, registrations for going to visit schools. She still, you know, pays her own way to go to writing conferences or, and it's, I think, the most misunderstood part of the publishing business is that it's not necessarily in your best interest, because you're seeding all of the major decisions about your book, including the cover,
yeah,
in many cases, to someone else outside of you. So
that was another thing she did mention. It was not the cover she wanted when it finally came out. And the other thing she said, and this is just one experience, was, I thought that if I signed on that dotted line, that show, see how vested I was and would get the support. She said, yes. Linda, you know, my PR background, I had to do everything. I was chasing them constantly. And she said, it's not what I expected. And I said, you're not the only one. So the reason I bring that up is, you said something earlier too, like it's 2 to 5 years. And there's no saying that they don't drop it and go, oh, never mind, the subject has changed in the industry, we're not going to go forward with it. And I see that, I don't know how many times, from, you know, the people that I have my relationships with. And what I say about hybrid is, you're investing in yourself, you make all the decisions. In some places, they give royalties. I don't take royalties from the authors, but one of the things is full control. Your timeline is controlled, your quality is controlled. And wouldn't you rather have that than feel like, oh, I got to wait 3 to 5 years for the book to come out, if it comes out? So have you noticed or heard that in the industry too?
Yes. In fact, I'm really glad you brought that up. That is one of the, I think, more shocking things that happens that people don't understand, is that you can get a great agent who can license your book to a big five publisher, and it could be somewhere in the process, and for whatever reason, it gets bumped, whether the topic is old, whether the political climate has changed, whether something in the book that was acceptable is now no longer acceptable. Whatever those things are, for any reason, they can basically kill the project. And here's the thing that you really have to understand when that happens, is oftentimes then authors have to buy back the license to actually be able to publish their book in a different way. And that is really something for any author to really be very cognizant of. What's in your publishing agreement? What are you agreeing to give up? And if that doesn't work out, how do you get the rights to publish your book back? And that can happen. And it happens, I don't think it happens all the time, but I think it happens with enough regularity that it's something to definitely consider.
Oh, I know an author with a very well-known personal development brand publisher that just had a fight to get all 8 of her titles back because they were doing nothing with them.
Yeah.
Nothing. And she finally just got them back, but it was a 3-year process.
Yeah, it's not an easy process, and it's not an inexpensive process.
No, and I want to be fair now. So we talked about traditional, the ups and downs. We talked about hybrid. I'm going to circle back on self-publishing, because I so agree with what you said about people just uploading books to Amazon. Back then, when it first happened, up to create what was called CreateSpace, it's now KDP. This is what I say is, what you put out there is out there forever, right? You can't pull back the print copies that sell. And if you do not invest in a professional editor, it's, you know how I feel about that, Deb.
Yeah.
Right? Then I always like to say to the woman who asked me that question, Lynn, like, should I just self-publish? I'm like, did you have it edited? No, I wrote it last weekend and it really speaks to my heart. And I'm like, and you're an entrepreneur. I'm like, do you know that what you put out there is a reflection of your business too? So do you see that too, where they just want to get it done, but it's not really a book? They don't want to invest in editing. They write it in a weekend and call it a book.
Yeah, there's some, I would say, unscrupulous people out there who say you can write a book in 30 days, you can have your book published in 90 days. And is that possible? Yes, it's possible. Will it be a good book? Unlikely. Will it be a book that is truly representative of what, you know, you expect the world to be put holding in their hand? In fact, it's interesting that you bring this up, because that's how I got started. Is the first two people who came to me worked with someone who said that you can write the book and you can have it published in 30 days. And they followed that model. And what they got back when they got the book in their hands, instead of having that sense of elation and joy when they open up the box of books that they were required to buy, literally burst into tears because it wasn't what they expected, and it didn't represent them fully, and it was slipshod. And so they came to me as like, can you fix this? And we did. And it was a great learning experience. And I value that, because it really opened my eyes to what was happening in the publishing world and publishing services. So never publish your first draft, never publish your third draft, honestly.
And get in, if the two, like you said, invest in editing, invest in professional cover design.
Yeah.
So thank you. I think that was a really important segment. And we have a few minutes before we go to the final break, but I'm curious, because why, you know, we just held the writing circle, we co-taught it, we heard some fears come up, but I'm curious what you feel stops many women from sharing their stories. Like you said, whether it's in an anthology or a full book, or even maybe they're a poet. What comes up, Deb?
It's so interesting. Thank you for asking this question. What I hear a lot of times are, I don't know how. I don't know that I'm a good writer. I'm not a writer. I don't have anything original to say. I don't think anyone will buy it. I don't want to hurt people's feelings by sharing my story. But all of these come down to one word. All of the excuses, all of the things come down to fear. Fear of visibility, fear of staking that claim, fear of fraud factor, fear of what others might think about what we're saying. And this is normal. Like, this fear is totally normal. Every author, no matter what stage they are in their career, whether it's their first book, their first essay, their first magazine article, their first full book, fiction or nonfiction, the fear comes up. What if this is the one where they discover I'm a fraud? What if, you know, what if I inadvertently share something that hurts somebody's feelings? And it's important to understand that, first of all, it's normal. And second of all, The only way we grow is by facing our fear and walking through it and holding hands with it and doing it anyway. And that's where you create this beautiful space, Linda, and we do it at Highlander Press as well, where it's okay to have that fear. It's okay because we're going to walk alongside of the authors and make sure that they do feel proud, that they do feel excited, that they do feel that what they're sharing is a true representation of their lived experience in an effort to support other women.
Yeah, it's about honoring. And if I'm correct, are you all female authors or women authors that you publish, or both?
We do primarily women, but I say we also have published a few good men.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. And because you're a sacred space holder, like all the authors, and I've published over 260 authors in the anthologies. Deborah's worked with quite a few of them since 2017. Many return time and time again. And the number one thing I hear is, Deborah really heard it. She held space for me. She found a way to keep my truth in my story, but make it even better without changing who I am, right? That's a good editor to me. So yes, about holding sacred space. You're the goddess of that, my friend.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I know the fears that come up because I work with so many, like you, so many authors, so I've heard it. And so that's why I love working with you on the anthology project. So let me see what else we have. What time is it? I'm like, ooh, which one? let's see. We're going to take our final break, Deb, and then I'm going to come back because I want to make sure I don't cut you off. So we'll be back in a moment, my friends. I am with Deborah Keevan of HighlanderPressBooks.com. We'll be back really quick.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Are you ready to create and live the divinely guided life intended for you? A life not bound by your past or tied to a specific future. A life beyond your fears and what-ifs that is filled with limitless possibilities. Experiencing an empowered life of fulfillment, joy, and connection is possible when you embrace a spiritual solutions-centered lifestyle. Through her transformational teachings and programs, Lisa Hermata, Empowered Life View Guide, Life Transformation Mentor, and founder of Love is the Seed, empowers women to break the barriers holding them back from living their sacred truth so they can find greater connection with their inner wisdom and their divine source to co-create a life that brings peace, joy, and self-acceptance. Visit loveistheseed.com for positive guidance and valuable resources to support you in embracing an empowered life view.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
This is Kathy Beal, host of Celestial Compass, featuring astrology you can use. Celestial Compass points you to what's going on in the sky and what you can do with it down here on Earth. We also explore fun, effective, and cosmic tools for navigating this adventure we call life. Join me the first and third Monday of the month at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for Celestial Compass. It's enlightening, entertaining, and empowering.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to Black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. So Deb, why do you feel it's more important at this time than ever for women to speak out and own their brilliance and wisdom?
Oh my gosh, Well, like you, Linda, I really truly believe that women are going to be the catalyst for positive change in the world. And for too long, we've kept our voices quiet. We've been silent in the things that matter. And we've allowed, we've followed some more traditional paths of, you know, being good girls. And I think that it's time for us to, as John Lewis, our former senator here from Maryland said, we've got to make good trouble. You know, it's our time to have our voices be heard. And I don't mean that in a I hate men kind of way, because I don't. I mean that in a way where we have equality and we have different perspectives, and then we can have that conversation with anybody, whether no matter how they identify, that their voice is important and their perspective is important. And this is just the perfect time and space in the world that we can finally start to make those inroads. We've been quiet, and it's time to speak, and it's time to be heard.
And what a powerful way to do it is as the author of a book or a story. And Deborah, I want to take a moment to give you a chance to share what your free gift is about, and what they'll learn from it.
Oh, thank you so much. So our free gift today is how, you know, what kind of editor do you need? It's so interesting that editing is one of those misunderstood areas of the publishing industry, because everybody's like, oh, I need an editor. But there are several different kinds of editors, and really knowing what kind of editor you need at what point in the process is invaluable. And so whether you are at the beginning where you want someone to help shape your story and developmentally edit your story is very different from a proofreader who looks at the way that the book is laid out and makes sure that, you know, that it's properly laid out, that there's no misspelled words or typos, and then everything in between, whether making sure the grammar is right, helping people with word choice and sentence structure. So finding, you know, understanding, first of all, the kinds of editors that are there, but then also understanding what kind of editor you need and how to ask the right questions to find a good energetic match for you. Because there are women who write in masculine energy, and having a feminine energy author might be the wrong choice, not the best choice for them. I won't say wrong, because, but really, you know, editors are all up in your business. And as, you know, people in the sacred anthologies understand, like, we're holding space for some really tender experiences, and having someone that you trust to give you feedback in a way that helps you really tell your real story, and not just provide fluff and then dance around the bigger story, is super important. And so that's what this guide is there for, is to really help people get grounded in the understanding of what they need and when, and then how to ask the best questions so that they can hire the right editor for their project.
Well, I think it's so important. And again, that gift is, what kind of editor do you need? And that is at highlanderpressbooks.com. So one of the other questions I want to ask is, what do you see for yourself, for the industry moving forward? What do you see for 2024?
Oh, 2024. I think that what we're going to see is more women being published. I think even women of color, people who have been underrepresented in the publishing industry, I think we're going to see an explosion of books that have different perspectives. Like, I just saw a woman who is Muslim who is publishing a series of middle grade children's books that is all about young Muslim girls in today's school system. And I think having people represented, and so that young children and young women especially can see themselves represented in books is truly where I think the trends are going to go, which is just really, if you think about the power of diversity and how we're all stronger when we can see other points of view, it's really important to give everyone who's underrepresented a voice, some of which are women and more importantly, women of color or people who identify as in the LGBTQA community, is super important.
Oh, it is so important. Every woman deserves a voice. And if someone wants to learn more about your publishing services, you also offer a discovery call along with your free gift. And what can they expect during a discovery call?
So a discovery call is really, we're just having a virtual coffee date. Like, really just want to understand first and foremost what the author's goal is for that particular book. Like, what is the mission? Is it just to publish a book, to say that you published a book? Is it to establish thought leader process? Is it to help children understand a certain aspect of life? So what is the big goal? And then really tying in an understanding of, well, how can you make that big goal with this particular book? So understanding that, and then really getting clear on what would be best for that person. And then if the conversation is aligned energetically, I'll invite someone to submit a portion of their story, and then our editors will read the story. And we actually provide feedback, like a short editorial note saying, here's what we loved about what you submitted. Here are things to consider. And then if it's a good energetic match for the author and for Highlander Press, they'll be invited in at that point into one of our publishing cohorts, which is our very powerful community of other authors who all support Highlander Press authors. And it's a beautiful experience. But during that call, it's really all about the author and what they want to achieve.
And the other question is, there's some woman that may have an idea for an outline of a book, for the thoughts of a book, and they need help with an outline. Is that something HighlanderPressBooks.com offers?
Yes. In fact, okay. We have VIP sessions, which do exactly that. And you know this about me, but I'm highly intuitive. And during those sessions, we'd actually record them because it's a conversation back and forth, starting with who's the ideal reader for this particular book? What are your goals? And then I spend a lot of time listening and then receiving a download for what would be the most powerful book that could be out there. And oftentimes women come with an idea, but they don't see the bigger picture. And I've had people walk away from those VIP sessions with not one outline, but three outlines for three different books, because they were trying to cram everything into one. It's like, wait a minute, this is in more service to what your bigger mission is. So let's take a look at that. And that's one of my very favorite things to do, is to help authors identify their story, walk away with a working outline, as well as, you know, writing support to get the book written.
That's what I was going to ask. So after they work with you on VIP sessions for the outline and get that vision done, then they go off writing, but they can continue the journey with you to dive deeper into writing the book, because having the outline gives them the energy in the container. But for many, they may still need the support of now what?
Exactly. And so we have a free write-in that every Thursday is from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern time on Zoom. People come from all over the world, men, women. Sometimes we have two, sometimes we have 30 people show up. And so that is a sacred space that we hold for everybody who shows up to get done what they set the intention to get done. And then if that's not enough for someone and they need more check-ins and more accountability, there's that available as well. So I'm all about getting as you are, women, to share their stories in a way that really honors their experience, but that they can say at the end of the day, wow, I wrote that and it's really good and I'm proud of it.
Yes, my friend. I want to invite everyone, please go to highlanderpressbooks.com, take a tour around, grab your free gift, what kind of editor you need. If all of this is speaking to you and you have a book in your heart, schedule a discovery call, dive into it, take in a VIP session, because I promise you, you will be in great hands, my friends. Deborah, this conversation could go on for hours. So thank you. Thank you for joining me, for holding space for all those who may have a desire to write a book. So thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you for having me. And thank you, as always, for your beautiful energy and the light that you bring to the world.
I received that. Until next time, my friends, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness. Blessings, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.